formal identification, the process stops at fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And we need for that process, if there's an eighth grader that we haven't identified, then we need to find that eighth grader. And we just haven't done that before. Mm-hmm. And that's not a hard thing to do, but we'll start doing that.
In some cases, increasing services to gifted and talented students is as simple as ensuring that teachers and administrators continue to be looking for them beyond elementary. Currently, if students not identified by fifth grade, he or she will not be in the GT program in Waco. That'll be changing, though, as new Advanced Academics Director Cecilia Boswell is instituting plans for teachers district-wide to continue to pinpoint these students in middle and high school. But the district is also increasing the services to elementary students currently in the GT program. Clustering these advanced students together all day is poised to begin this upcoming school year.
Currently, the services at elementary are a teacher who pulls them out for half a day or a day a week, and they're with other gifted kids, and they have services and curriculum that's appropriate for them. When we change to the cluster grouping, then they will have curriculum and services that are appropriate to them all day, every day. And that's one reason we're moving there. After fifth grade, or when they move into a middle school, whatever grade that is, then they move into pre-AP and advanced placement classes. And right now, that's the only option for them. So one thing we plan to do is make sure that we have those gifted kids clustered within pre-AP and AP classes, so that they're taught appropriately. And then if there are other services that they need, if they have a special strength in an area, then we need to make sure they move at the pace that they need to, which generally that pace is faster.
So what's it going to take to get some of that done? How quick do you have a timeline in mind?
Well, we're already going to cluster at K through 5 for next year.
Okay.
We've already changed that, and I'm working with principals right now in seeing how that can happen. And we're beginning to get that off the ground. And then we will do the same thing at middle schools and the same thing at high schools as quickly as we can. If that happens next year, good. If not until the next year, well, then it will happen then. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to make sure that all children know more on Friday than they did on Monday.
Community partnerships have been a constant goal of many in education, business, and administration locally. Dr. Boswell says there's a specific partnership in the works that will also benefit the students she's working to serve and Waco ISD administrators as they evaluate their programs.
We're going to work with Baylor in something called the Consortium for Learning. Primarily, it will be Dr. Susan Johnson at Baylor and I working together. We will be assessing what's going on in these cluster classrooms to make sure that it's appropriate and what we want and if we need to tweak anything there. And then opportunities for students in Waco ISD beyond the walls of Waco ISD and on the campus of Baylor and TSTC and MCC as appropriate.
Clustering in the classroom benefits the students currently in the gifted and talented program, but how can teachers identify emerging advanced students beyond elementary? When we wrap up this series tomorrow, we visit with administrators at Waco High School, where differentiated instruction is tailoring teaching to individual students to allow their areas of talent to become clear. You can hear yesterday's story online at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.